This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for patient Victoria Isern, I-S-E-R-N, medical records 152521, date of birth 8-17-1967, referring physician Dr. Oriel Comenencia, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure near cardiopulpectomy, biopsies, tattoo placement, hemoclip placement. Date of the procedure, November 11, 2022. Indication, screening for colon cancer, family history of colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, infection 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, 7 colon polyps removed, paragraph. Death of insertion, cecum, complications known immediately, medication as performed anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 10 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Open procedure as per colonoscopy template, paragraph. Findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, in the rectum, there's 2 polyps, 1 sesal about 1 centimeter, removed by snag cardiopulpectomy, and 1 smaller about 5 millimeters, also removed by snag cardiopulpectomy, put in the same jar, paragraph. Sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, pelvic biopsy polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Splenic descending colon appear normal, pure paragraph. Splenic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon appear normal, pure paragraph. The hepatic flexure, there's 2 polyps, 1 flat, 1 centimeter, removed by snag cardiopulpectomy, 1 sesal about 5 millimeters, removed by snag cardiopulpectomy, pure paragraph. Ascending colon, flat polyp, 1 centimeter, removed by snag cardiopulpectomy, pure paragraph. In the cecum, there is a sesal polyp about 1.5 centimeters, removed by snag cardiopulpectomy via piecemeal period. A tattoo was placed and a hemoclip was applied to prevent bleeding, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, given the piecemeal removal of the ascending colon polyp.